This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to do part two to Terrorism is the Best Political Weapon for Nothing Drives People Harder Than a Fear of Sudden Death. Yesterday, we were highlighting 42 instances of officials in the government which carried out the attack or seriously proposed an attack where they admitted to the crime as the ones perpetuating the crime, only to blame their political opposition either in oral or in writing. Okay, so we're going to talk about that part two coming up in just a couple moments. I wanted to highlight a couple things for you real quick, and it's just kind of an overview of what I took in as to what's going on across the United States of America today. Isn't it interesting? And this is beautiful, and there's no better way to say what I'm telling you right now. This is beautiful because it exposes them for who they really are. I want to see if you catch on to this, and if you do, give me a call, 1-866-582-9933. There is a difference between what the people have been saying in contradiction to what the lying media has been saying. So what are you saying here, Bradley? What I'm saying is this is the conservatives of the day for you. Again, tell me if you can catch on to it. This is the news anchors, the talking useful idiots for the conservative of the day, if you want to call them, even if you want to call them the conservatives, friends. But again, this is the conservative of the day, and this is what you settle for. I want you to listen carefully. This is what they were talking about on conservative radio today. They were talking about how Barack Hussein Obama is concerned about his legacy, okay? They're not talking about his birther records. They're not talking about how he's a fraud. They're not talking about how he's been funding ISIS. They're not talking about how he's violated the Constitution 1,063 times. No, they're just gossiping like inquiring minds need to know. Well, just turn on the modern day conservative because they're yesterday's liberals is what they really are, friends. And it shows you how far backwards you have come, America, and have fallen, really, in so many different ways. But again, they're talking of Barack Hussein Obama's legacy, okay? And what they're saying at the same time, talking out of both sides of their mouth and talking about confusion to face, read Daniel 9, they were talking about how the left, America, again, to suggest that there's several different versions of the Constitution. We have one, not three, four, or five, friends, okay? At least not yet. But they said he left the Democratic Party in shambles. Barack Hussein Obama has left the Democratic Party in shambles. But look at how overwhelming, and look at the large margin of his win both first cycle and second cycle of the presidency. Look at, he won by a landslide. And then they began to talk about how 13 governors in their posts were lost because of the likes of Barack Hussein Obama. But again, friends, keep in mind, he won by such a large margin, both first cycle and second cycle. But for some reason or another, the media has you believing that he is won by a large margin. But for some reason or another, here's the voice of the people, 13 governor posts were completely lost. 68 seats on the Democratic Party, and that side of the aisle, folks, if you're led to believe this little game and charade that's been going on in your country for a long time now, 68 seats of the Democrats have been undone. But for some reason or another, the conservatives are talking about how a large of a margin that Barack Hussein Obama won during the first cycle and the second cycle. And again, what they're highlighting, friends, they are talking to Barack Hussein Obama, his Muslim name, and his legacy. Okay? Anybody tracking here yet? Because of Barack Hussein Obama, say the conservatives, 13 governor posts, they were completely lost. 68 seats were lost in 2010 because of Barack Hussein Obama. And listen to this, a whopping 1,042 Democratic posts were lost because of Barack Hussein Obama. Now, again, I want you to listen carefully. This is coming from none other than the conservatives of the day. Again, they're talking of Barack Hussein Obama's legacy. Then they're talking out of the other side of his mouth, of their mouths, by saying that he left the Democratic Party in shambles. 13 governors have lost their positions of incumbency in 13 different prospective states. 1,042 Democratic posts were lost. And in 2010, 68 seats were lost because of Barack Hussein Obama. And then on the other side of their mouth, they talk about how he has won the presidency of the United States of America two cycles in two terms, friends, by such a large margin. Is anybody catching on to what's going on here? I want to tell you what's going on here. There's the voice of the media that premises everything on the lie that everybody voted for Barack Hussein Obama. Forget about all the election voting rigging that went on during the second term. We'll give him the first one. But the second one, folks, he didn't have a chance in heaven or in hell, literally, to win the second term. But mysteriously, he won the second term. And here the conservatives are talking about how Barack Hussein Obama is trying to hold on to his legacy, but yet he's destroyed the Democratic Party. He's left it in shambles. And look at all the people that have lost their seats in governmental positions, in representative positions in the United States of America. But again, listen to their confusion. But look at the large margin that he won both terms. Hey, folks, there is the distinction. And if you have ears to hear, this is simple to hear. There's the voice of the media that has been lying to you for a long, long time with the help of the self-proclaimed conservatives of the day who speak in circles and in confusion. And if you ever want to know why you're confused, please do keep listening to the conservatives of the day, folks, because they're talking out of both sides of their mouths. But here again, this is the difference between what the people have been saying. What the people have been saying is that wherever Barack Hussein Obama goes, he gets what? He gets the displeasure of the American people, for a better way of saying it, by removing those that he actually promoted. As a matter of fact, if you remember rightly, those that were running for office on the Democratic ticket this year, they wanted to distance themselves away from the President of the United States of America because they knew that if he was to come and christen them, that they would for sure lose that position. America, does this not speak volumes as to what's going on here? The two different voices? Does this not speak volumes to the confusion that conservatives have been spewing through the poison faucet in which they continuously promulgate their lies and their confusion on the American people? But again, listen to the voice of the media who's been lying to you, and listen to the voice and action of the American people that removed anybody that had anything to do with Barack Hussein Obama. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes towards reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now. The Christmas season is here, and it's one of our favorite times of the year at the Sons of Liberty. It's a time where we all reflect upon the goodness of God throughout the year and the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Christmas is also a time for giving. God's gift to the world was His Son, Jesus Christ, and this Christmas season, what better gift to give than the gift of truth? Let us not give gifts that have no meaning. Make this Christmas different by giving the gift of truth. The Sons of Liberty store has so many good products that will convict, inspire, bring healing, and encourage others to go out and seek and save that which is lost. They are gifts that will have a lasting impact and will change men and women for eternity. And while you're on the website, please remember to give your year-end tax-deductible donation. Or better yet, sign up to become a son or daughter of Liberty and support our important cause of bringing men to Christ in the up-and-coming new year. Join today by clicking the button that says Sons and Daughters of Liberty and be a part of making a lasting impact to restore America back unto Christ. And Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Again, to the Sons of Liberty, you got Bradley Dean. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump up on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean 1. I'm sorry, that's my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. My Facebook is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You know what? Before I get going on this, I want to explain something to you really, really quick, because what I do out of gratitude towards God and towards my fellow brothers and sisters. And most people don't understand that. Well, the Bible tells us those that have been forgiven much, they love much. And most people don't understand why I'm on fire for the things of God and why I have such a great passion for the things of what's going and what is taking place on concerning righting the wrongs in this country. It's because I've been forgiven so much, and I love much, and I love my freedom, and I love my freedom enough that I'm willing to fight for it and show gratitude to those that paid the ultimate price to give me the freedoms in which I have. Again, most people don't think that through. Isn't it interesting? I want to show you where people's hearts are. If I was to post something that was a political post, capping on Barack Hussein Obama, which everybody in this country has a lawful right to do so, and rightfully so in so many different ways. If I post something about Barack Hussein Obama or make a political post about Maxine Waters or Dianne Feinstein, it's interesting. I'll get, folks, up to 100,000 shares.
But when I show people pictures of abortion and taking responsibility for those babies that are illegally being murdered because a corrupt system has sanctioned the murder of them innocent babies, I'll get, listen to me carefully, with 565,000 friends just on my Facebook alone, 535,000 people are following me 24/7 day, 24/7 folks, 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'll get up to 3 to 5 responses. That's where your heart is, America. Did you hear what I said? As long as you can talk about your favorite politician, guess what? You'll leave your 2 cents and you'll give your direction. And folks, that's why when I give the phone number out for the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that's why you get very far and few between. Because the only thing people want to do is they want to gossip. They want to give their opinion when in fact we're ruled by law, not by their opinion. That's why there's so few that we take on the radio. Because they're adding to the conversation. They understand the price paid for their freedoms, and they're grateful enough for the price paid for their freedoms that are actually bringing something to the table that will add to the conversation rather than just gossip or debate. I want to say this, and I got to start rocking this because I only got 3 segments. Folks, there's no greater threat to our freedom. There's no greater threat to our freedom than a lack of gratitude towards Christ and towards our veterans. Then a lack of gratitude to those who provided the freedoms in which we have in the first place. And I get to see it every day. I understand what's wrong with America because the good people in this country don't have a grateful heart towards God, nor do they cherish their freedoms. And if they didn't, I'm not talking to the veterans, and I'm not talking to those that love the truth and live the truth. I'm talking about a majority of them that just go along to get along because, after all, they want to just weigh in. Matter of fact, just the other day, someone put up a favorite radio show host on a live feed, and it was all the conservative talkheads. It was all the conservative talkheads, and I just simply put on there, because I'm on radio, I didn't want to try to put their light out and make mine brighter. I just simply said, when they were highlighting all of these secular humanists called conservatives today, I just said, now you understand why you're in trouble, America. I didn't need to say anything more or anything left. Folks, because they love to follow man and his corrupt, reprobate nature. And then they wonder why they end up in the ditch. Well, Jesus already told us that. If the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. And can I ask you something, America? In all sincerity, who is it that you have been listening to for so long in this country that you've allowed yourself to be painted into a corner? It's today's professed Christians, and it's today's self-proclaimed professed conservatives. And Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the hypocritical church, and beware of the leaven of Herod, governmental doctrine. And what is it that the conservatives throw to the people? The bone that's thrown to them. That's why you're in trouble, America. If you would simply get back to the doctrine that God has bestowed, I'll tell you what, you wouldn't be in the position that you're in today. I want to tell you what I do on this radio show really quick before we get going. And it was an experience that Charles Spurgeon had. And I want you to listen carefully to what he said before we start rocking it here. This is Charles Spurgeon in Italy, okay? Listen carefully to what he observed. He said, when in Italy at a town on the Italian side of the Alps, I saw one Sunday afternoon in a quiet walk alone, a sight which struck me very much and which remains fixed upon my memory, said Charles Spurgeon. There was outside the town a mountain, and all the way up the sides of the which were different representations of the progress of Jesus Christ, from the garden where Judas betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver, because that's what the children of Israel valued Christ at. And from the garden where Judas betrayed him to the place of his resurrection, the figures were as large as life, carved in either stone or wood, and painted to imitate the very nature of Christ himself. Charles said, when I got to the very summit of the hill, there was a church, and there was no one in it, and I pushed the doors open and went in. All was still. It was a large building, and all around it were the images of the prophets and the apostles. He said, there stood Isaiah, and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and all the rest of the senior prophets. One knew the usual portraits of them, and up the dome and the very top of the church was a large striking image of Jesus Christ, the Savior of mankind, Matthew 1:21. Charles Spurgeon went on. He said, "Now, what struck me about the church was this, that the images of those prophets and the apostles who stood there had their fingers all pointed upward, so that where I went in, I could not help looking up to the top to see what they were all pointing at. America, this is yours truly." All around the church, there were the words in Latin, "Moses and the prophets spake concerning him." And there stood Moses and the prophets carved in stone, and all pointing to him, the Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Isaiah had a scroll in his hand on which was written, "The Lord hath made to meet on him the iniquity of us all," Isaiah 53, verse 6. Jeremiah had a scroll in his hand on which was written, "Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me," Lamentations 1:12. He went on and said, "I think the church just represented the truth in that case. It is even so. All the prophets stand as a complete circle of distinct testifiers, and with uplifted fingers they all concur with John the Baptist, one crying in the wilderness, when he said, 'Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world,' John 1:29. They all point to the Christ. If you read the life of Jesus Christ and then read what they said of him, you will be persuaded that this is he which is to come. This is what we do here on the Sons of Liberty, day in and day out, is point the finger back to him who is the Savior to mankind, who can save us in spite of ourselves. That's why we're saved by grace through faith. And it is a gift of God. And why is that? Because it's a gift of God given unto us through the given grace and faith of Christ. Read Galatians 2:20 and also read Ephesians 2:8 when you get a moment. Folks, we're in a particular, a peculiar situation in this country. We've seen administration playing games. We've seen this for a long time in this country. We see the chaos that these politicians are on purpose creating to create domestic insurrection, as they continuously eradicate the laws in which we have. Friends, let me say this. We don't need more laws in this country, which, by the way, are policies. What we need is we need good men enforcing the laws that God has already bestowed upon us. I've shared with you in the past, I share with you today. If you don't want to listen to God's 10,000, or I'm sorry, if you don't want to listen to man's 10,000 commandments, why don't you just simply get back to God's 10? And it really is that simple. And the very result to all of the issues that we are dealing with, corruption in government and corruption in church today, is this. Listen carefully. On the back of the Supreme Court, again, what do you see? Moses above the heads of the Supreme Court and justices, in which have been tolerated today. Read Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution of the United States. They need to be removed. But above their heads, what do you see? You see Moses holding the two tablets, Deuteronomy 5, Exodus 20, Romans 13, God's moral law. And what does it say right under him? It says, "Justice is the guardian of liberty." We don't need all the gossip. We don't need the conservative talking heads. We don't need the whores and the hirelings from the pulpits trying to tickle your ears rather than preach the cross of Jesus Christ. What we need is we need Christ Jesus, in whom all the prophets point their finger to get us back on track in this country. Amen. We'll be right back.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. One more shout out, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are driven by the state controlled lying CIA controlled media. That's why we're ruled by the Christ here. And I just want to make that clear real quick. Yesterday I brought up a quote. If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. I also shared with you that it was the politician, said Karl Deunitz, back in the 30s that brought Hitler to power. It was the politicians that were responsible for creating the war. Of course they were. And just think, but it's the responsibility of the people to hold the representatives accountable to their own oaths, which is to uphold the Constitution, both now in the present and then in the past. Just so you understand.
Adolf Hitler said terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people than a fear of sudden death. Nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. Adolf Hitler. Of course. I mean, what you're seeing today in America, friends, is ISIS, which is created. By the way, did you just see today Barack Hussein Obama was accused by Turkey for creating ISIS? He said, that's fake news. No, friends, it's not fake news. This is common knowledge, especially among, and it's interesting, concerning all of these bureaucracies that we have set up, these intelligence communities, how come they're not telling the American people who's responsible for it? Because they're working in conspiracy against the American people. All of them? No. I believe a lot of them are just doing what they believe is right. Well, the fact is what they believe is right is wrong. And if they would simply, again, judge them by what they have done and what's been taking place in this country, they'll clearly see that it's the American government, corruption in American government, that has been attacking the American people more than any foreigner could have dreamed in 100 years. And that's a fact, AccuJack. Just wanted to make that clear. But here are 42 instances of officials in government, only to prove my point, which carried out the attack or seriously proposed an attack, where they admitted to either orally or in writing as to be the ones perpetuating the crime. We got up to a number, 13 yesterday. We were on number 13. But let me go back to number 11 because it's that important for you to hear, especially if you didn't hear yesterday's radio program. The former Italian prime minister, an Italian judge, and the former head of Italian counterintelligence admitted that NATO, with the help of the United States Pentagon and the CIA, which is a creation of corruption within France, carried out terror bombings in Italy and other European countries back in the 1950s, and then blamed the communists for the acts that they actually committed. In order to rally people's support, he said, for their governments in Europe and their fight against communism, one participant, namely formerly a secret program, stated, one that worked for him, a participant, he said, you have to attack civilians. You have to attack the people, the women and the children. You have to attack innocent people. And why do they do that? Because they want to move the masses. He said you have to attack unknown people far removed from any political game. The reason is quite simple, he said. They were supposed to force these people, the Italian public, to turn to the state to ask for greater security. After September 11th, America, why was your government asking you to give up your rights that hundreds of thousands fought, bled, and died to give you? After September 11th, why is all these bureaucracies have been created, DHS, so on and so forth, Homeland Security, why have they been created, and why are they defining terrorists as you and me? Since September 11th, friends, why is the Patriot Act, why is it unconstitutional? I mean, if it was such a good idea, why did they have to pass it at 3:30 in the morning where not one representative had time to read it? At 3:30 in the morning, they passed it, friends. Why is it since September 11th on a major scale? Why is it representatives have been trying to disarm you in the face of an enemy? And why is it that they want to basically advance the enemy into the United States while they disarm you, knowing what's going on over in Europe? I'm just asking the question. Let me ask you another question. Who has to gain from terrorism? The one asking you to give up your rights. And therein lies the guilty party right then and there. The ones that are asking you to give up your God-given rights are the ones that are responsible for the crimes that have been perpetuated against you. Mark my words, do your homework. Study history, you'll understand clearly as to what's going on. I think America is finally, well, they're starting to get a pretty good idea as to what I'm talking about. Sad to say, it's taken you 15 years to wake up to it. So let's go to number 12, shall we? By the way, I wanted to tell you, too, on a number 11 here, they also carried out terror attacks in France, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, Greece, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, and the UK, and other countries. This was Pentagon and the CIA, along with the Italian prime minister, that were actually telling on themselves as to the crimes that they perpetuated back in the 50s. Hey, folks, when governments get out of the way, you're not going to have this continued warfare. I said continual warfare that you're seeing in your country today. This is your representatives doing this, or allowing it one way or another. Number 12, in 1960, American Senator George Smathers suggested that the U.S. launch a false attack made on Guantanamo Bay, which would give us the excuse of actually fomenting a fight, which would then give us the excuse to go in and overthrow Castro. Hey, folks, who just got done praising your sworn enemy, the dictator Castro, besides Barack Hussein Obama, the sodomite foreign enemy, agent enemy in the White House? Read Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution. It talks about treason there, friends, so you can understand to the degree things have gone in this country. You know, it's also interesting who's entertained your sworn enemies from the People's White House over the last 8 years, and the American people allowed him to do it. I'm just asking, who's financed your sworn enemies, friends? Who's created and funded ISIS besides the Clintons that we all know about now, besides Barack Hussein Obama, now that we all know about it now? It's interesting how you have to wait to hear from the state-controlled media before you listen to what was told to you 15 years ago. Number 13, official State Department document shows that in 1961, the head of the Joint Chiefs and other high-level officials, watch out for the word officials, they're still servants and representatives of our law friends and laws, discussed blowing up a consulate in the Dominican Republic in order to justify an invasion of that country. The plans were not carried out, but they were all discussed as serious proposals by official State Department individuals. Joint Chiefs and other high-level officials in the United States. Boy, this is just like crazy stuff. It's the unthinkable. How many times have I told you that they don't live in the same world that me and you live in? They believe that they're above the law because they believe that they are the law, just like Satan himself. Read Isaiah 14. But you'll see the response from heaven. It didn't last very long. And dictators of the past and in the present, they want to try it again, and they want to dare the justice of God, and they want to go ahead and dare the fate of all of us along with them. Folks, if they want to fight, let's all throw them in a cage together. Let them fight it out. Let them bleed. Let them war against each other. I mean, instead of listening to Henry Kissinger talk about our military being a bunch of stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy, why don't we throw them in a cage match, all of them, and let them fight to the death as we all sit around the side and mock them and make fun of them? Well, America, this is exactly the truth of the matter. This is the great mystery. Why people of prospective countries allow their representatives, we have representatives, not leaders, just so you know, they're there to ensure our rights, not to police the world and create unconstitutional wars, friends. Just so you know, the great mystery of all time is why the masses allow the few to create the wars. And God said, when you forsake me, this is what's going to happen. Yep. And that's exactly what's happening. I also wanted to ask you, I just want to throw this in there too. You do know that Barack Hussein Obama, since September 11th and since his incumbency, you do realize that he's released not only foreign felons from the southern border in the amount of 68,000 onto the streets of America to assail you, America, is really at the end length. That's what happens. Look, it happened over in San Francisco. And isn't it interesting? These were sanctuary cities where the mayors of those prospective cities are committing the act of violating federal law, which is a felony, which means, America, when you get it together and understand, those mayors can be thrown into prison for a long time. It's a felony. But what are they doing? They're subjecting you and your families to foreign illegals in this country that have been deported how many times? And then they end up killing an American. Then everybody throws the flag up. Well, look what's happened. Look what's happened. Well, why didn't you deal with it when you first heard about it? What, did you think it wasn't going to happen again? Well, as long as it's not your daughter, as long as it's not your son. No, folks, we're our brother's keeper. But I wanted to throw this in here because we're talking about right now, friends, how terrorism is used, and I'm also exposing to you out of the mouth of them that are guilty of the crime, orally or in writing, that were responsible for the crimes that were perpetuated on the people that they were responsible for. But what did the press tell you? Oh, look at these terrorists. And then they blame their political opposition so the people rise up and go to war against them, not realizing that for the likes of any dictator, he's the one responsible for it because he wants you to give up your rights to give him more power so he can wield more power over your lives, just like since September 11th. Oh, and by the way, to finish my point, isn't it interesting, since Barack Hussein Obama has been in office, he's released, I believe, 168. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but he's released 168 supposed terrorists from Guantanamo Bay that have returned to the Middle East to war against you on another day. The President of the United States of America, and that dude's not a traitor? Well, folks, can somebody please define Judas for me, please? Because that's exactly what you're dealing with. And you seem to be okay with it, America. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela with OperationJerichoProject.com. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. He also reveals evidence of the anti-American, anti family and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community, and then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio and Operation Jericho Project in our mission to rescue our children from the government system. And let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the wellness? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than the fear of sudden death. And it's exactly the fear that the globalists, with the use of ISIS, are trying to create in the hearts and minds of the people globally on a global scale. And you can better bet your bottom dollar, folks, nobody again believed that Adolf Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag. By the way, it took him 6 years to upend his constitution, to rewrite it. And he killed off his political opposition once he got into place. We've seen a lot of that over the last 8 years. We've seen a lot of attacking real journalism in this country. We've seen a lot of the same similarities since September 11th. And then if you look at the Bush connection with Prescott Bush to illegally financing Hitler's war and the use of the Muslims, the SS, to establish back then not a new world order, but it was called a new order, go ahead and search out Prescott Bush indicted in 1942 for helping Hitler's rise to power. And America just, well, that just could never happen here. Oh, yes, it's happening today. But let's get over to, been talking about 42 instances, I think I'm 14 now, of officials in government which carried out the attack themselves only to blame their political opposition. And these, what I'm highlighting right now, are what they admitted to either orally or in writing. So this is directly from the horse's mouth, the criminal's mouth, literally, friends. Number 14, as admitted by the United States government, recently declassified documents show that in 1962, the American Joint Chiefs of Staff signed on a plan to blow up American planes, using an elaborate plan involving the switching of airplanes and also to commit terrorist acts on American soil and then to blame it on the Cubans in order to justify an invasion of Cuba. You heard me right. Yes, this is how you deal with your political opposition. Number 15, in 1963, Operation Northwood, by the way, check that out. Number 15, in 1963, the U.S. Department of Defense wrote a paper promoting attacks on nations within the Organization of American States. Okay, promoting attacks on nations with the Organization of American States, such as Trinidad, Tobago, or Jamaica, and then falsely blaming them on Cuba. Okay? This is why people don't take the state-controlled media. And by the way, a good portion of these useful idiots in the media, they're just doing their job. They're just reading the teleprompter. They could care less if it's true or not. They just care about getting paid. Number 16, the U.S. Department of Defense even suggested covertly paying a person in Castro's government to attack the United States. The only area remaining for consideration then would be to bribe one of Castro's subordinate commanders to insinuate an attack, or initiate, I'm sorry, an attack on Guantanamo. Wow, this is crazy. Someone's hungry for war, but I'll tell you what. Who has to gain from war? Military industrial complex. Boy, oh boy. What was Vietnam about? $2 trillion. President was trying to stop that war. We need to get rid of that guy really quick. And then a change of power and a change of plans. Right after John F. Kennedy was assassinated concerning Vietnam, the very next day? And don't just forget about all that foreknowledge, given that Johnson was a partaker, and knowing that that SOB, Kennedy, would never embarrass him again, and a day later he's shot down like a dog in the streets for the world to see. I didn't say that. The FBI director said that. But you're supposed to believe the narrative, namely the Warren Commission, with the foxes in the chicken coop. I mean, folks, they had Alan Dulles on the Warren Commission. This is the guy that Kennedy just fired. And he said he was going to break the CIA up into 10,000 pieces. They put him on the Warren Commission. Who's the respite in America? You drank the Kool-Aid. Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. There's everything you can do about it. And I want to tell you something. That's why you've been in trouble in this country, because you, America, have allowed the truth to fall in the streets. You let them get away with it. And you all the well knew that there was no lone wolf in that shooting. And you ignored 200 eyewitnesses that saw the shooter from the grassy knoll. Even two cops, man, they ran after him. But you're not supposed to believe them. And what does the media do? They go behind the grassy knoll, to the right of it. No, you guys didn't see right. You didn't see a shooter over there. No, he was up here. He was up on that book depository. We got our man. We already got him. He's alone. We knew everything about him. We knew where he was, and we got him just in time. And then we conveniently got rid of him before he could talk. And though he called himself Apache rather than bragging about it, you'd think that if he was a lone wolf, he'd be bragging about the fact that he just shot the president. That's not what he did. But America, just ignore the facts. But I want to tell you something. You've been eating that pill, in this country, namely the lie for a long time in this country. And by the way, only to prove my point further, go online, look up a man named James Files. Okay? Number one. Number two, go online, look at Johnson's mistress, and go online and also look up John Hunt, a CIA agent. I'm thinking of Lady Bird as well. Lady Bird also told America on video that Johnson was responsible for the assassination. But no, don't. Hey, listen, folks. Even when the truth is stranger than fiction to people, although it lines up with exactly what Christ said when he said, judge them by their fruits. Man, these handful that you're so afraid of that rule the world, they're scared to death you're going to catch on. But you let them do what they do, the Bushes and the Clintons and the Obamas, and you let the George Soros, an international criminal, go ahead and do whatever he wants in America, and then you want to stand back and play the victim when there's 318.9 million people in this country. They're scared to death that you're going to respond in a lawful manner. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I mean, look at, hey, folks, look at, if you want to take him for face value, Julian Assange, and then Snowden, Edward Snowden, folks, they okay, just take it for face value. They come out and they tell you the truth. How does the government label them? As traitors. Why would they do that? Because they don't want to be exposed for treason against America. That's why. Sabotage. Espionage. I mean, folks, can you believe this? Your government would never do that. No. No way. I'm highlighting right now, out of the mouths of them that perpetuated the crime, with the help of the media, where they were telling you it was a country, political opposition to him or her that was in charge at that particular time, you're finding out 30 and 40 and 50 years later, out of their own mouths, either orally or written, friends, that they were the ones responsible for it. They just wanted the power. They just wanted you to believe what you were being told. They had fun lying to you. They had fun controlling you. They made jokes about you. They mocked you. They laughed about you. And really what it comes down to, friends, it's this simple. As I point my finger back to the Savior of mankind, he's the answer. And once you go to him, it's amazing how he'll empower you. And you will understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, regardless of what men thinks he can do. And I want to tell the enemies of the most righteous as well. You're not getting your way. You think you're having your way. No, you're a pawn in my Father's hand to chastise and to bring judgment upon a disobedient people that will not awaken to the truth. They have eyes to see and they have ears to hear, but they don't hear and they don't see. Let's go to number 17. The NSA admits that it lied about what really happened in the Gulf of Tonkin. They admit it. They always do after the fact. The incident that took place in 1964, manipulating data to make it look like North Vietnamese boats fired on a U.S. ship so as to create a false justification for the Vietnam War. What did they have to do, friends? They had to spark you up, didn't they? Yep. I got to say it. Hey, folks, it wasn't the veteran's fault. Don't you dare look at one of our veterans. My cousin was killed there. Don't you dare look at one of our veterans and blame them. Blame yourselves for allowing Congress to send them in the first place. Blame yourselves. Take responsibility. When I go to Vietnam, on one of the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C., I see 58,000 young people that were used as political pawns for foreign policy, said Henry Kissinger. In America, you knew this, and you know this, and yet they sit there during the next administration, and then they sit there. Hey, by the way, all of you Trumpites, you might want to pay attention to Mike Pence and who his buddies are. He thinks it was an honor to hang out with Henry Kissinger. One of his good buddies is Paul Ryan, who just sold you out during his first legislative act December 15th of 2015. You might want to pay attention to who they hang out with, friends. And that's a pre-warning. And I'm not blaming anybody for that outside of the fact that, hey, birds of a feather, they all, you know what I'm saying, flock together, don't they? Don't play the dupes to ill-designing men any longer, America. Folks, I got a Saturday show coming up, and I'm going to go live tomorrow, and I'm going to try to hit all 42 of these because this is incredible information. But it's information, America. You need to know. Next time you're lied to, at least then you are told. Love you about what I do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.